This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, hi, this is Kiana Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm just something about some money that's been withdrawn.
Did you place any order of a gift card, which is $299?
Not for $299, no.
Because let me tell you, sir, yesterday around 7 to 8 p.m. between, we have been received an order of a gift card, which is $299, right? And when we checked, we found the order is getting placed from the overseas Mountain View, California. So do you know any person from the overseas Mountain View, California?
No, I would not have purchased anything at that price at all.
Okay, no, that means, sir, they are the fraudulent people, those who are doing the fraudulent activities without your knowledge and authorization. So that's the reason you are receiving this call. How will we help you to get the blocking ID and a cancellation form so you can directly go ahead and block that purchase from your end, right? So, sir, at the present moment, could you just tell me that the cell phone which you are using, is it an Android cell phone or an Apple cell phone you are using?
I'm using an Apple.
And you are using a Telstra lines and network, or you are using Vodafone or Optus?
Hello?
Like which internet you use? Like you use Telstra, Optus?
Optus, yes.
Okay. Now do one thing, sir. Put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Yes. You can ask me, sir. I will be helping you if you face any problem.
Yes, I got you on speaker now.
Okay. Now you do one thing. Press your home button and come back to your home screen.
Yep. Yes.
Now over there, can you see anything? There will be an application called App Store. App Store. Just open it up. App Store.
App Store. Yes. Yes.
Did you open up your App Store, sir?
Yes. Okay, I've done that.
Now on the extreme bottom, can you see anything says with a magnifying glass where you can type something to search on the right hand side corner bottom of your screen?
So I hit the search button.
Yes, give a tap on the search bar. Over there, you need to type A as in Apple.
Okay.
N for November.
Yeah. A. N.
Yes. N as in.
Yep.
E as in Apple. Then N for November. Then Y as in yellow.
What was the third letter again?
It's Y. E as in Apple. Then N for November, then Y as in yellow, then D as in David.
I put S instead of A. Hang on, I'll go back now. So, A for Apple, then N for November.
Yes.
Next.
Then Y as in yellow.
Yes.
Then D as in David.
Yes.
Then E as in Edward.
Yes.
Then S as in sugar.
Yes.
Then K as in kingdom.
K as in kingdom.
Yes.
Okay.
Now give a click on search. And what are the options you can see over there, sir? Could you just confirm me?
Hit me any desk name, yeah.
What are the options you can see over there?
Oh, gee. Now, IP, vanish.
Sorry?
Any desk remote access? I've never been on.
Yes, can you see anything, sir? Any desk remote desktop? Can you see anything like that? Any desk remote desktop? Give a tap on it. And below that there will be option says get. In a blue color get option. You can see that?
Yes.
Give a tap on it. And when you can see open, just do let me know, sir. Right?
So open, hit the get button, yes?
Yes, click on the get. Click on the get.
Okay.
Can you see the download is getting?
Yes, it says any desk, remote desktop, touch ID to install. Now, I got no idea what that is.
Just hold on, sir. I'm just transferring this code to one of my senior, right? He will be help you to get the blocking ID and he will be help you to get cancel that fraudulent purchase, right? Just give me a moment, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, mate. Yeah.
Good to hear that.
This is really unusual.
Okay, I do believe my previous colleague was polite to you and she explained to you each and everything regarding this call, sir.
Yes, she did, yes.
All right. Now, what I will do, I will register the cancellation on her behalf, okay? I will continue the cancellation and the security procedure for you. Now, I do believe you can see the option tab to install.
The options.
What can you see on your screen at the moment?
It says to do touch ID to install.
Yes. You need to give a double click on your power button.
Double click, okay.
Yes. Now what can you see?
Any desk, yeah, remote access, yeah, it's loading, yes.
Alright, just wait. Once you see the open option, please let me know, sir, okay? I'm on the line with you.
Yes, the open option is on now.
Alright, click on open now.
Yes.
Now what can you see on your screen?
It says, any desk would like to sign and connect devices to your local network.
Yes, tap on allow.
Allow, okay.
Yes. Now this is, it says your address.
It says your address.
Yes, there is a cancellation ID number. Tell me the ID, sir.
Where's the ID number?
Yes, tell me the numbers you can see over there. It says your address and some numbers. That's the cancellation number. Tell me the number.
It says any desk would like to send you notifications.
Yes, click on allow.
Okay.
Now can you see some number? Yes, tell me the numbers.
Yes. 324.
Uh-huh.
205.
Uh-huh.
195.
I'm telling you the ID once again. You please check it from your end, sir. It's 324-205-195.
Yes. Yes.
195.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Now, let me tell you, because we are blocking some fraud transactions, we will give you the security of our server. All right. You will be receiving a security on your screen. Look at the bottom. You will get to see a blank check box. I am aware of the risk. Okay. Check that box.
Okay. I am aware of the risk.
Yes. Check that box. Now, this accept option over there, this accept on the right-hand side.
Down the bottom, yes.
Yes. Do you see any timer is going on the accept?
Yes. 9 seconds.
Yes. Just wait. Once you see zero, once the accept is red, just click on it. All right.
Yes. I've done it. Yes, I did it.
Now you will get an accept from eBay Secure Server. Click on accept.
Yes.
Now click on the last option, start broadcast.
Yes.
Now don't touch anywhere on your screen. The server will verify your ID. Once you see a black box on the middle of your screen with a timer running, please let me know, okay?
Yes, it's running now.
All right. Now just give a touch outside of that black box, okay?
Just touch anywhere outside the black box.
Yes, just touch anywhere outside the black box.
Okay. Yes, I've done that.
Now, I will request you to simply connect your mobile phone with the charger because the server detected your mobile battery is a little bit low. So, please connect the charger.
Okay.
It will be good for you.
Okay, it's on charge now.
All right. Now, simply press the home button, go back to the home page. Swipe up the page and go back to your home screen.
Yes, I'm on the home screen now.
That's good. Now you need to open up your phone settings. Open up the settings from your end, sir.
Open up settings, hang on. Settings. Yep, banking, settings, yep.
Alright, on the settings, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. Click on display and brightness.
I'm just going to go down.
Yes, go down a little bit. You will get to see display and brightness.
Yes, I found it.
Yes, click on that. Yes, click that.
Yes, I've done that, yes.
Now scroll down the page a bit. You will get to see an option, auto lock. Click on auto lock.
Yes, sir.
Make it never.
Yes, I've done that.
Now press the back button.
Yes.
Press the back button once again, and on the settings page, scroll to the top, you will get to see your name over there.
Okay, hit the back button again.
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
And now scroll to the top, you will get to see your name. You need to give a click on your name.
Yes. Yes, I've done that.
After clicking on your name, you will get to see an option, name, phone number, email, something like that.
Yes.
Give a click on that, sir.
Yes, I've done that.
After that, you will get to see some of your basic details will come up on your screen, okay? Once you get that page, please check all your information over there, okay? If you see any changes, please let me know, all right? Because the hackers who are misusing your details, they're using the informations of your Apple, okay? Of your Apple device. So just check all your informations if you see any changes or not.
No, none at all.
Alright, just press the back button then and you will get to see an option, payment and delivery.
Yes.
Click on it.
Okay, yes, done that.
Now, what can you see?
It says touch ID for settings.
Yes, you need to put your touch ID.
Yes, I've done it.
Now just wait. You will get to see your debit card over there. Just give a click on your debit card. Yes, give a click on it.
It says link.
Yes, give a click on it.
Okay.
Now scroll down a bit, you will get to see the billing address. Check the billing address.
Billing address?
Yes, click on it. Click on it.
Yes.
Yes, now scroll down the page a bit. Scroll down. And now check your billing address. Do you see any changes or not? Please tell me.
Straight 10 Mill Court, Rangaratta, Victoria. 1165. No.
You don't see any changes. It's all
no
same.
All
right.
All
do
time,
what is?
Yeah.
All right. Go back to your home page and open up your Google page from your answer.
So I hit back?
Yes, hit back and go back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps.
Okay. So hit the bottom button.
Yes. And go back to your home screen.
Yep, I'm on my home screen.
And now open up your Google, sir. Open up your Google.
Google. Hit Google. Do I hit the Google button?
Yes, sir. Yes. Click on Google.
Okay, hang on. Yes, I've done it.
All right. Now on the search bar, type down my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my. M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
M-Y.
Give us space.
Space?
Yes.
Yep.
The number one.
Number one, yes.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It says my 1P address location. Just give a click on that.
My 1P address.
Yes, give a click on that.
Okay.
Now, just after that, you will get to see an option coming up. It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Give a click on it.
Okay. Yes.
Just after that, your IP address details will come up. Now, before we go ahead, please tell me, do you know anything about IP address, sir? Do you know how to
work? I'm not very tech savvy, I'm sorry.
No need to worry, sir. I'm going to tell you. So IP address means Internet Protocol Address. The Internet line, the Wi-Fi or your mobile data which you're using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay, in which all of your information of your online activity gets saved, like your emails, your online shopping, paying bills, online banking, each and everything, okay? Each and every information gets saved over there for the security. It's like a security vault of your information. All right. Now, apart from you, no one else is allowed to use this IP address, okay? If someone from outside gets into your IP address, that person will be able to access all of your information without your authorization. And they can do any kind of fraudulent activity, okay? Now look at the top of your screen. Do you see any blue pop-up box has come up?
Yeah, NordVPN.
Okay, just give a click on that cross. There's a small cross sign. Click on that cross.
Yes.
Now look at the top of your screen. There's a small black bar. It says your IP and your status. What is your status at the moment, sir? Please let me know.
It says unprotected.
Oh my God, that's not a good thing. Look at the middle of your screen. Do you see any red alert has been given to you by the IP?
Yes.
Just read it out for me, sir.
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay, it's a very clear instruction has been given to you by your IP address that someone is spying on your connection and they're trying to misuse your information, okay? That's the reason when our server received that fraud charge, you didn't receive any kind of verification, okay? We have sent the emails, but we haven't got any kind of response from that. That's because we are calling you directly, all right? Now, what we're going to do, we're going to update the security of your internet IP address so that we can block the outsiders who are trying to get into your information, all right? And we will also help you to cancel the charges. Now, according to our server reports, the charge of $299 which has been made for purchasing gift card has been done from an ANZ account. So do you do banking with ANZ Bank, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you check your statements on online? Do you do online banking with your bank?
Yeah. I look at all right. Everything I can access online. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So the way you check your statement, sir, just check it right now. If you see any unwanted or unknown transactions, even if it is a $1, please let me know so that we can make a report on it, okay? You just first of all come back to the home page, come out of that IP address page, go back to your normal home screen.
Yes. And
yes. Now, the way you check your statements, please check it. Check the statements of last 3 days, okay? If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, please tell me so that we can make a report on it.
Okay, all right?
Check all your accounts, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Now. Statement. So we're currently unable to retrieve your statement information. Please try again later.
All right. Do a thing. Press the back arrow from the left-hand side top. There will be a back arrow.
Yes.
Yes. Go back to the main page of your account. Now scroll down the page a bit. Scroll down the page. Okay, and apart from this bank, do you have any other bank account, sir?
Yeah, this one is called Access Advantage, and I've got one that's called Progress Saver. And everything comes out of my Access Advantage.
All right, okay. And all right, just log out from your bank, just go out of it.
Come out?
Yes, just log out.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I'll figure it out. Yeah.
All right. Yes. And do you have any ANZ Plus app? Please open it once from your end.
Well, funny you should mention that. I actually added that on today, but I haven't activated it.
Okay. You have just downloaded it. You haven't activated that ANZ Plus app, right?
Yeah, that's right. I haven't activated it.
No. All right, sir. Not an issue. Just be on the line, as because you are unable to check the statements, let me talk to the security officer from the anti-fraud department so that we can let you know what are the security we have to put on your account, okay? So that we can remove the fraud charges which are trying to be done, okay? Just stay on the line. Give me a moment. Don't do anything on your phone. I will get back to you within a while.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Be on the line. I will get back to you.
Yep, I'm on the line. I'm not coming anywhere. Wow, that's nice. Oh, yes.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Can you just confirm me, sir, apart from this ANZ account, do you use any sort of a credit card?
No, I just use my debit card, that's it.
Okay, you only use your debit card. All right, sir. Now, what I will do, I will simply transfer this call to the NCA department, the National Crime Agency. The security officer from there, Peter Wilson, is going to help you for the security update of your account as well as your personal information, okay? He will help you to restore all your information and to secure your details. All right.
Now, while I've got you, I spoke to a guy earlier, and he suggested to me not to have the ANZ Plus app, because I've never needed it before. I can do everything on my normal ANZ app.
Okay, don't need to worry. The security officer will let you know what are the security steps you have to take to secure your accounts and all of your information, okay? We are providing your full report to the NCA department. The security officer is going to help you out in a better way. All right?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Just be on the line. Yes.
Mikhail Stoyot.
Yes.
Gee. Thank God for ANZ.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Oh, depending on how you guys are on the phone, Peter.
Sorry to hear that. Now, I believe that you had a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Okay. Now, may I know that what conversation that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what you have understand that what is going on your personal details?
Yes.
Okay. Could you just tell me that what you have understand after spoken to the eBay department?
Sorry, what was that again?
Could you just tell me that what you have understand after spoken to the eBay department? What is going on?
I think because I downloaded the ANZ Plus app, I think that's got something to do with it because I haven't activated it, but I have downloaded the app. So I spoke to a fellow earlier and he suggested just use your normal app and delete the ANZ Plus app.
Okay. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are misusing with your details and with your information. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Okay? Now, that is the reason why...
The funny thing you should mention that is because sometimes when I buy normal stuff, like Wish. Whenever I buy anything on Wish, sometimes it doesn't accept my card. So,
yes,
does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, now, basically, the thing is that... those are the people I'm talking about. Those are the people are coming from the overseas countries. They have been connected with your network and with your personal details. And they are keep misusing with your details and with your information. All right? They are already been established on your whole internet network. All right? So that means they are controlling the whole internet connection and your banking server as well. Now, that is the reason why your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency, that is us. Now, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
No, I don't. No idea.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraud activities and transactions, whatever is happening in all over the country. We deal with it. Okay. Now, as we get through your personal details, through your bank account, there were several fraud transactions which has been going on, and not only that, they are using your identification. They are pretending it's to be you, and they are using your personal details for doing some cyber fraud activities. And as I can see over here, that the money is already been charged from your bank account, but it's not showing you on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction. It will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours, okay? And they are keep targeting you on your savings account, and the money is already been charged. So you're supposed to get the money from our end. So the money that you have got on your online savings account, it is no longer safe and secure. So you do one thing, you transfer the money that you have got on your savings to your Advantage account, and do let me know.
The Advantage account is where all my bills come out of.
Yeah, so that account, like the money is being charged from the savings account. So it is no longer secure. So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and put the firewall security on your whole internet network, on your banking server as well. So for that reason, you do one thing, you just log in into your bank once and just do let me know.
Yeah, you do that?
Yep, yep.
Okay, yes, I've got it.
Yeah, now transfer the money from your savings account to your Advantage account. Do you know how to do that?
I've got Progress Saver account and I've got Access Advantage account. The Access
yes.
Advantage account is what all my bills come out of.
Yes, so you need to transfer the funds from your Progress Saver account to your Advantage account. So do you know how to do that or should I guide you?
Yeah, I'll do that now. Hang on.
Okay.
Progress Saver. Transfer all of it?
Yeah, the round figure is just transfer the 90% of that amount.
So there's 571 there, so what?
Then transfer 550.
Okay. Yes. 550. Right, yeah, here you go. 1, 2, 3. Transfer. Proceed. Transfer now. Sorry, something went wrong.
Give a click on dismiss.
Yes.
Now put the amount as 500 and check that. Is it going on or not?
Okay, hang on. $500 and press transfer. Proceed. Transfer now. Something went wrong.
Okay, now that means the hackers have already took out that money, so that is the reason why it is not letting you to transfer that money from that account. Now give a click on dismiss.
Okay, yes.
Now give a click on cancel on the top.
Press cancel on the top, yes.
Okay, now the Access Advantage account is your main account, right? Which you have got the debit card. It is belongs to that account, right?
Yeah, but at the moment the 570 is in the Saver account.
Okay, so can you just do one thing? Can you just log out from this bank and try to log in again and check that is it working or not?
Okay, so log out of it. Okay, hang on.
Just log out from it. Log
out. Do I have to lock the screen or?
Log out from the bank properly.
Okay, hang on. Okay, and there it is. Okay, ANZ off.
Yeah, now just log in into that bank again and check that. Can you able to do that or not?
Okay, I'll try again. ANZ. Enter my key. Okay, on the Access Advantage account.
Okay, now just try to transfer $200 from that and check that. Can you able to do that or not?
No, I've only got $69 in that, but I've got.
No, you just try to transfer from your savings account $200 in your Access Advantage.
Yes. Transfer from the savings account to the Access account. That's right.
$200,
yes?
Yeah, and check that is it working or not.
Okay, hang on a minute. Transfer 200. Transfer. Proceed. Transfer now. Yes, it did it.
Give a click on close.
Yes, press close. Yep. Now I'm still on private cyber account.
Okay, now just go back.
Back, hit the account back button.
Okay, now give a click on accounts on the top.
Yes.
Okay, now just swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen.
Swipe up or swipe down?
Yeah, come back to your home screen.
Oh, with all the apps on it. You mean the home screen with all the apps on it?
Can you just give a click on ANZ Access Advantage? Give a click on that.
Okay. Yes.
Now give a click on transfer. Click on transfer.
Yes. You've done that.
Okay, give a click on, now you do one thing, just give a select the first amount which is Progressive Saver, select that account from the left hand side, select it.
So I want the Progress Saver account to be on the left hand side, yes?
Yeah, yes, right.
Yes, it is now.
Now select on the right hand side, select as the Advantage account on the right.
Yes, we've done that.
Now put the amount to 00.
Okay, hang on. 200.
Give a click on transfer. Yeah. Give a click on proceed.
Transfer now. Yes, we
give a click on, yes. Now we have to do this like this. Now give a click on close. Now give a click on transfer again.
From the cyber account or event?
Yeah, give a click on transfer. Give a click on transfer.
From the savings account?
Yes, give a click on transfer first.
But I'm on the Access Advantage account.
Yeah, just give a click on transfer. Over there you can able to select from there. Now select the Progressive Saver. Select the Progressive Saver. On the left hand side.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Now select, yes. Now put the amount 150.
Okay. 150.
Now give a click on transfer.
Yep.
Transfer now, proceed.
Yes.
Give a click on close.
Yes.
Okay, now swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen. Come back to your home screen. Come back to your home screen.
But the one with all the apps on it, yeah? Is that the home screen?
Come back to your home screen where you're able to see your wallpaper.
Well, I will see all my apps, yes?
Yes, right. Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, the money which has been charged from your account, it was about $600. So, you're supposed to get the money from our end. So, first of all, we will going to register yourself to our website, and then we will going to transfer that money from there. Now, you do one thing. Go to the Google.
Google.
And apart from this ANZ, do you banking with any other bank?
No.
Okay. All right. Now
do you want me to hit Google?
Yep.
Okay.
Now it's got here,
hide my IP address. Do I hit that?
No, look at the right-hand side bottom. Can you see it says 5 with a box?
I'm just looking.
You ever click on accept first on the bottom? On your screen on the bottom, it says accept. It is highlighted in black. It is highlighted in black. Look at the very bottom. It says accept.
It's a long idea.
No, you don't have to scroll it down. You just check your screen. On the bottom, there should be an option accept.
Oh, yes. So, yeah.
You will click on that, yeah.
Yep.
Now, just go back. Go back.
To time screen again?
Open up the Google. Open up the Google.
Go back and open up Google.
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Yes, I've opened it up.
Now, look at the very bottom. Can you see a box which says 5? On the extreme bottom. You don't have to scroll down the page. You go to the very top. Laura, Amar.
There's a black dot with a question mark.
No, you just go to the very top. Go to the very top.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now on the top, can you see, or at the bottom, now just don't have to scroll down the page. Look at the very bottom. Can you see? There is a left-hand side arrow pointing leftwards and the right-hand side arrow and 4 up. It's like a home and on the bottom it says 5 on the extreme bottom. Don't have to scroll down. Just look at the very bottom on the extreme right-hand side bottom. Can you see it's a square with a 5 on it?
So I hit the right-hand arrow?
Not that one, just beside to that, can you see it says home, with a symbol home. And just beside to that, a square box, where 5 is written on it. Okay, you do one thing, you close it down. Look at the very top. What do you see on the top?
Just a minute, I'll go straight to the top.
Yeah, extreme, not on that page. Look at the black page on the very top.
On the very top, okay.
Can you see, look at the very top, not on that page. You are just stuck on that page. Like, look at the very top. There should be a 3 dots on the right-hand side top.
Yeah.
You ever click on that?
Yeah. It's got copy URL, find on page. Or refresh.
Now look at the extreme bottom. Can you see a box? Which says number 5 in a box. On the black color. Can you see on the bottom? Don't need to scroll it down, sir.
No, I can't.
Okay, go to the very top. Okay, now look at the very top left-hand side. Can you see an arrow pointing leftwards on the left-hand side?
At the very top, yes.
Yes, you ever click on that arrow?
Yes.
Yes, now over there on the top, can you see where you can search something on the top, a white long panel?
There's something that...
My 1P address, where it's written my 1P address.
Erase it down,
whatever you've written there. Tap on that.
Yes. Now, yep, I've done it.
Okay, erase whatever you've written there.
It says my IP
address
location.
Erase it and make it empty.
Erase it. So, how do I do that? Just hit the cross?
Yes.
Okay, I'll hit the cross.
Now type there Rocket, R-O-C-K.
R-O-C-K-E-T?
Yeah, E-T, Rocket.
E-T, Rocket,
give a space. Give a space.
Yes.
Then Remit, R-E.
Okay. R-E.
MIT.
MIT.
Yes. Can you see came up Rocket Remit?
Yes, and there's a picture of Elijah on there.
Yeah, give a click on that. Now scroll down the page. Scroll down the page.
Yes.
Now can you see anything like Rocket Remit?
Rocket Remit, yes I can.
Scroll it up a little bit. Scroll
yes.
it up, not down, up.
Yeah, I'm scrolling up, yes.
You're scrolling down, it needs to scroll it up.
Oh, okay, hang on.
Yes, now can you see any option? It says, scroll it up a little bit more. Can you see Rocket
yes.
Remit? Rocket Remit
is yes, I see Rocket
touch
Remit.
On, touch on that.
Yes.
It will come up. Now look at the right hand side. Right hand side, can you see three horizontal lines?
Three thick lines, yes.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yes.
Now can you see sign up?
Yes.
Give a click on that. Sign up.
Yes.
Now follow the details. Fill up the details, what is asking.
Okay, first name. My. Yes. And my last name
your,
too?
Yes, now on the below that you need to put your last name.
Okay. Yes, and my mobile number?
Yes.
Yes, and my email address as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay. March. Yes, I've done that. Oh, I didn't put a gap. Does that matter?
No, you need to put your whole email address, the full email address of yours.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry. I'm in the middle. Yeah. 9, 1, 7, at, where's the add button? At, Gmail. Yes, I've done it.
Now just scroll down the page a little bit. It will be asking for a password. Now I'm providing you the password so that you can write down the password so that you can
yes.
remember it. Now put the password. It is W is in caps, capital W.
Capital W?
Yes.
Yes.
Then all in lower
hang on, case. Hang on. I didn't do it properly. Capital W. Yes, capital W is done.
Then all in lower case, E for echo, the letter E.
Yes.
L for Lima, L.
Yes.
C for Charlie, C.
Yes.
O for Oscar, O.
Yes.
M for mother, M.
Yes.
E for echo, E.
Yes.
Then 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Yes, done.
Now, just below that, can you see, it says, I'm not a robot, with a checkbox. scroll it up little bit. Scroll it up little bit. Yes. Now can you see I'm not a robot?
Yes.
Give a click on I'm not a robot.
Yes,
give a click on register.
Yes, it's, do you want to click on register?
Yes.
Okay, done.
Now you will gonna receive the 5-digit code on your mobile phone. Just hold on. Give a click on save.
Okay.
Give a click on save.
Yes.
Okay, now tap on the rocket code. Give a touch on that. Tap on that. Where it says rocket code. Scroll down the page a little bit.
It says rocket remit.
Yeah, just scroll down the page a little bit.
Yes.
Can you see a box? It says rocket code.
Yes, I can.
Tap on that.
Yes.
Now put where it says from messages. Can you see it says
yes,
from messages?
Yes.
Give a click on that.
That's what I need. Okay.
Yeah, give a click on that.
9 8 9 8 3 5 7 3 5 7
Now give a click on next.
Yes, done.
Okay, now it will come up. Hold on. Now, go to the top.
Yes.
Now, it would be asking for your date of birth. Touch on that.
Yes.
Now, select your year from there. Look at the top. Can you see the year 2023? Give a click on that 2023 on the top.
Yeah, because January 2023, that's my birth month.
Give a click on 2023. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Now select your year. Yeah, you just select your date of birth from there.
Okay. Just bear with me, because I'm really slow at this. I'm so old.
All right. Not a problem.
Okay, I'm nearly there. Hang on. One more to go. Yes, January 1959, yes.
Yes, give a click on done.
So, just press done.
Yes. Now, is it 14th of January?
Select
the year.
Change the number.
Yes, select the year, select where it says 14th January, tap on that.
Select size.
14 Jan, tap on that.
Yes.
Yeah, now you can
change
select.
Change it to number 3, yep.
Yes. Give a click on 3. Yeah, give a click on done.
Yep, it's done.
Give a click on done.
Yes.
Yes, now just scroll down the page a little bit.
Yes.
Yes, now country of birth.
Country of birth.
You can search on the top, it will gonna come up.
Yes, I'll go Australia, yes.
Yes, I'm an Australian citizen, select on that.
Yes.
Now your occupation, select your occupation.
My occupation, on...
Yes.
On
tap on that. Yeah, just tap on that and you're able to see the options. You can select it from there.
Okay, now I'm on Centrelink, so what will I do?
Are you retired now?
Yes, I am retired.
Then search there, retard, on the top, R-E. Type their occupation on the occupation, R-E. It will gonna come up, R-E.
Okay. I press R-E.
Yes.
E.
T.
C.
Yeah, can you see anything came up like retard on that bottom? there is four options: caretaker, consenting, retailing, and retired on the bottom. Can you see that?
Yes, yeah, it's retired one, yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I
yeah, now put your address where it says your residential address.
Okay. Space Bennett Court B.E. Bennett Court and Space Wangaratta.
Is it? Yes. Is it?
Okay.
Yeah, now select that one just below that. Select that one.
In the blue?
Yes. It is the your address?
Yeah, the one in the blue, yes.
Yes, give a click on that. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Now select as mail.
I am mail. Yes.
Give a click on that. Now give a click on I have read and accept the terms and conditions. Give a click on that checkbox.
Yes.
Now give a click on next.
Yes, I've done that.
It will come up. Hold on. Okay. Now, do you have got the driver license with you?
No. I use my passport as my ID.
Okay, now can you just go to the top?
Yes.
Yes. Now can you see it says driver license? Now can
choose
you give a click? Yes, give a click on that.
Yes.
Can you just scroll down the page and check that is there any option came up?
Yes, client passport.
Yeah, give a click on that. Okay, now put your passport number on the top, or can you just call it up to the top and check that is there any other boxes? Yes, now put your passport number over there.
Okay, I'm just going to get there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I don't know how to thank you people enough. I'm just getting it out of my bag.
Not an issue. It is my duty to resolving the problem, so you don't need to worry about it.
You people are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we need your cooperation, that's it.
Well, you'll get all of it from me, trust me. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I got enough. Righty-o. Now, I put the initials as well as the number?
It says passport number. And just beside to that, you're able to see a question mark. Can you see that?
Yes.
Tap on that, you're able to... It will going to recommend to you that how you're going to put that details.
Okay. Your passport number contains both letters and numbers and is found under this heading document number. At the top right of the page, that includes your photograph.
It should be on the right hand side top, I guess.
Right hand top.
Is there any passport number? Look on your passport. Can you see anything like passport number? Maybe it contains both letters and numbers.
Okay, you want me to put one in?
Yes, right. Put that in on the passport number.
Okay, that's capital T and capital A and the number 210 2 Yes, I've done it.
You can now scroll down the page. Okay, do you have got any? Yes, do you have got any middle name which is written on the password? Do you have got any middle name which is written on the password? Okay, then put that in. The way it is showing you on your password, you need to write down that name. The same way.
Okay, it's done. Yeah, scroll, full name is done.
Yes, scroll down the page. Now,
yes,
give a click on I agree. Give a click on I agree. Then
yes.
Give a click on verify these details.
Yes. Okay.
Go to the top.
Yes. Yes.
It is asking for the driver license, and you haven't got it, right?
No, I haven't got the license at the moment, no.
Like, you never applied for the driving license, or what has happened?
I used to have one, but I let it expire.
Is it expired now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just allow me some moment.
Now, I do know my old Victorian license number.
So it is no longer valid, is it? It is expired.
Yeah, it's not valid, no. I do own a vehicle. It's in my name.
It is not valid, you said, the driver license.
No, the license isn't valid at the moment. I'd rather reapply for it. Because I drive for a living, and then when I moved down here to look after my son, because I'm his carer, I just let the license run out because he drove me around everywhere.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I let my license run out because I drove all my life. That was my living. And my son drove me around. He drives me around.
Okay. All right. Now, you see that it is just because you haven't got the driving license, so that is the reason why it's not working. You can try it once again, that if it is work, then it's good, or if it doesn't work, we need to do that in another way. Like, you just scroll down the page a little bit.
Yes.
Now, can you see the option, choose a different ID option, give a click on that.
Yes.
Now select, scroll down the page.
Oh, hang on, that's too far. Choose a different ID option, yes.
Scroll down the page. Scroll down the page.
Keep some.
Scroll down that page. Scroll down that page where it says drive. Yeah. Can you see it says upload an ID document? Give
yes.
a click on that. Give a click on that.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now give a click on select your document type.
Yes.
Now, do you have got any of this telephone bill or water bill, tax assessment notice, electricity or gas bill?
Electricity gas bill.
Yeah, can you need to be handy with it. Give a click on electricity or gas bill.
Yeah, I need to get it though.
Okay. Now give a click on choose choose a file. Once you'll be handy with it, just do let me know. I'll give a click on take a photo or video.
Okay, I'll just get the
yeah.
And last I have a part of his tax invoice from the hospital, if that helps.
Oh, like you have got an electricity or gas bill with you?
Yeah, I'm just going to try and find it. What about a registration renewal?
Okay, give a tap on the electricity or gas bill. Give a click on that, and you need to follow any of the things which has been showing you. You need to be handy with any of the details.
Tap the electricity gas bill.
Yeah, tap on that.
Yes.
Tap on that again. Yeah, now you need to select any of them, like telephone bill, tax assessment notice, water bill, electricity or gas bill, or credit card statement. So you haven't got the credit card statement, you haven't got this, like... You need to select a documentation file first.
Oh no, what's going on? Select your document type.
Yeah, so have you got your gas bill with you at the moment?
No, I've got the birth certificate, but that won't help a lot.
Just try to find it out.
Just bear with me, I'll find it. Hang on a minute, I might be lucky. What's this? Oh, that's my friend.
लमड़ा लाएगा तब ना लमड़ा पास still searching for it. Hello? Okay.
I've got a customer authority form, new contract for Optus.
That's a telephone bill? Is it the telephone bill?
Yes, it's the actual contract. It's got all the details on it.
Okay, give a click on select your document type. Now give a click on telephone bill.
Yeah,
give a click on choose a file. Now give a click on take photo or video.
Okay. Oh yeah, here we go.
Now put that bill on a place, on a safe place, like
Yeah, I've got the whole.
Yes.
Now here, I'll take the photo now.
No, like you just. Yes, right.
I've taken the photo.
Give a click on use photo.
Yes.
Give a click on, just hold on. It will come up. Give a click on upload and submit.
Yes.
Now go to the top.
Yes.
Okay, now scroll down the page a little bit.
Yes.
Now can you see? Okay, now scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Scroll on the page a little bit.
Yeah.
Scroll down to the bottom.
Yes.
Give a click on no thanks, I don't want $5.
Okay. Okay.
Now give a click on. Now give a click on load.
Load. Yes.
Now can you see any option it says bank transfer? Scroll down
yes.
The page. Now scroll down the page a little bit. Give a click on
yes.
Give a click on finish registration. Okay.
Okay.
Look at the top. Look at the top. Can you see the three lines?
Yes.
Give a click on that. Then give a click on Rocket Account.
Yes.
Then give a click on Logout.
Yes.
Okay. Now click on that three horizontal line again.
The three lines?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Give a click on login.
Yep.
Now just scroll down the
okay,
page. Now put your number, put your mobile number. Yeah, it is already been saved. Touch on that mobile number. Now yes. Touch your ID.
Hang on, just checking.
Touch your fingerprint.
Touch ID for Google. Hang on.
Yes, fingerprint. Put your fingerprint.
Now
give a click on. Yeah, give a click on done.
Phone number's up.
Yeah, give a click on done.
Done, yes.
Give a click on login now.
Yes.
So, just hold on, it will come up. Now give a click on load.
Load, yes.
Now just scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page.
Yes.
Okay, scroll it up. Scroll it up.
Yeah.
Okay, scroll it up a little bit.
Yes.
Scroll it up a little bit more. Now, can you see it says your account verification is currently waiting for review?
Right. Yes, I can.
So that means it is not verified yet, so we cannot proceed further and provide you the funds at the moment. So it will gonna verify yourself first, because if you have got the driving license, it will gonna directly verify yourself. But as because you haven't got the driving license, so that is the reason why it's waiting for these approvals to, you know, like do this.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And you live by your own or your son lives with yourself?
No, my son is living in care up in Wodonga for a little while. Because he's up in Wodonga doing occupation.
Okay, so apart from this ANZ bank, you don't deal with any other bank, like you have got any investment or anything like that with any other bank?
No, just ANZ, that's it.
Okay, all right. And you see that your account verification is currently waiting for a review.
Okay.
So in that case, what we're going to do, we have to wait for a while until or unless it gets verified, all right? Once it get verified, then we can able to provide you the funds, okay? So till that time, it's just my humble request to you that please don't disclose this matter with anybody else until or unless we put the security on your accounts, all right? Not even with your son as well.
Yes,
okay?
So what I'm going to do,
I'm going to go ahead and check it once, and I'll get back to you within 1 hour, and we're gonna check that your account verification is completed or not. Then I'll do the rest of the procedure. All right.
So I just hang up now, yes?
Yes, you just hang up the call now. I'll get back to you after 1 hour, and remember my name. My name is Peter Wilson. I'm gonna get back to you when Peter Wilson.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. It was nice to talk to you. I'll talk to you soon. When I'll call you back after an hour and check that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.